This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study of Psalm 1, we've identified the focus to be the secret of the God-blessed life. As we began amplifying this focus, we discovered there are some things we must discipline ourselves to avoid. We can't fully avoid exposure to the counsel of the wicked, but we can resist being desensitized to it. If we don't resist, we'll find ourselves periodically standing in the way of sinners. By that, I believe the psalmist meant, we will find ourselves drawn at times to something attractive, stop, stand there, and take it in. We can still resist the temptation, but extended exposure begins to break down the barriers. The first steps towards being pushed into the pattern of this world are imperceptible. That is why we should avoid them. If we don't, the relentless drumbeat of the world's mindset will begin to penetrate our mindset. When teaching a high school class some years ago, I warned them, "Don't play footsie with the devil. He might approach you as an angel of light," as Paul warned in 2 Corinthians 11:13. If we're not vigilant, we could be deceived by him. And if we don't resist and avoid this drift toward compromise, we might be surprised to find ourselves sitting in the seat of mockers. When I reflected on this downward pull of the pattern of this world, I was reminded of Lot, who chose Sodom and Gomorrah as the place he would make his home. It took the prevailing prayer of Abraham and the strong arm of the Lord to extricate him from the world's snare. Beware, if you want to experience the God-blessed life, there are some things you must avoid. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.